Britain. Indie Ref, 10 years on. Remembering the referendum. Scotland's independence campaign has been mythologised.
10 years ago, George Square in Glasgow buzzed with campaigners for Scottish independence. The anniversary of the referendum, which fell on September 18th, passed somewhat more discreetly. Scottish political leaders made pro-forma speeches. Bob Norris, the Scottish National Party or SNP politician representing North East Glasgow, says that activists planned to talk to local people about the anniversary, but delicately. "We'll do it very quietly, in a dignified fashion." Neither supporters nor opponents of independence have much to crow about. A YouGov poll suggests that, excluding those who do not know, 44% of Scots would vote to leave the UK today, almost the same as the 45% who voted that way 10 years ago. But with no clear route to a second referendum, pro-independence yes supporters are gloomy. Another poll by More in Common finds that only 47% of them think that Scotland will become independent in their lifetimes. Fully 74% of no voters think it will not. Politically, the separatists have run out of steam. After the 2014 referendum, many yes voters swapped their blue and white badges for the yellow and black of the SNP, pushing it to a series of spectacular victories in Scottish and British elections. But the SNP has endured a period of intense turmoil, including the resignation of Nicola Sturgeon as leader and the short-lived tenure of Humza Yousaf, and has been sullied by the experience of government. In the general election in July, under the new leadership of John Swinney, it sank from 43 to 9 seats in Scotland, partly because some yes supporters defected to Labour. Even so, the nationalist myth-making machine is still humming. On September 17th, The National, a pro-independence newspaper, held a screening in Glasgow of a skilful film by Jane McAllister about the 2014 campaign. "To See Ourselves" depicts independence campaigners as decent and music-loving, and their opponents as thuggish, English-accented, and not infrequently drunk. The film suggests that the referendum was lost because Scots were too timid and believed too many unionist lies. The audience loved it. If they are to regain momentum, nationalists would do well to think more seriously about why they failed to convince a majority of Scots in 2014. But it is nicer to tell a simple story of plucky underdogs taking on the mighty British state. "Wasn't it the best of times?" asked Suzanne McLaughlin, who created the Yes Bar, a one-time pro-independence watering hole, at the screening. A group that talks so often about Scotland's bright future is growing comfortable reminiscing about the past.